It started. Today is December, I think, 19th, is that right? 2018. And we're doing lesson number 172 called Stopping the Breath. So please go ahead and lie on your backs. And again, if you need, even there's blankets over here, if you feel like you want a blanket. Donna, are you okay? Do you want a blanket?
I'd like a blanket.
Let me get, would you like a blanket?
No, I'm okay.
Okay. You don't need to move. That's why, if there's a day to have a blanket, today's the day. So, anybody else? Dana, you want to? Bonnie?
No.
Okay. If you do, just let me know. Okay, because today's the day. You don't have to get up. I can get it for you. Okay. Stopping the breath. So as you're lying there, you know, start to become aware of yourself and, right? And the awareness is a sensorial experience of how you're making contact, first of all, on the floor. So start to draw your attention to what parts of you are touching, what parts of you perhaps aren't touching. Are there parts of you that you feel tension or tightness or discomfort? So usually these are the first sensory experiences we have when we start to become aware of ourselves. And that's why I list them, is it's a good way for you to draw your attention and awareness to yourself. And then once you become aware of those things, you're now going to draw your attention to your breath, your breathing. And many of you, if not, I think all of you, have been here for other breath work classes. So we've addressed a number of things, but we've never done this lesson. We've never addressed holding the breath, stopping the breath, right? Because I often remind you not to do that throughout a lesson, right? Because that interferes with movement. But today, we're going to utilize stopping the breath for improving the breath. So before we get to that, as you're becoming aware of your breath and your breathing, is to become aware that there's four parts to your breath and your breathing. So there's your inhalation, and at the end of the inhalation is a pause. And that pause is what we're going to elaborate on. It's a stop. It's a moment where we do hold our breath to transition into exhalation. And at the end of your exhalation, there's another pause or stop before you transition back into inhalation. So there's these four parts to your breath and breathing. And as I mentioned, we have focused in the past often on the inhalation or the exhalation, but we've never focused on the stopping parts. So as you're becoming aware of your breath and your breathing, and you're becoming aware of these four parts now, so now maybe it becomes clearer why we would go into a holding or stopping phase, is because there are two phases of your breath and breathing that you do pause and stop. So now as you continue to pay attention to the four parts, can you pay attention to the length of each part? So not changing anything, not disturbing anything, just becoming aware. How long is your inhalation? So you just kind of start counting and seeing how long it is. How long do you pause? How long is your exhalation? And then how long is your pause after the exhalation? Excellent. Okay, so now we're going to pay attention to the stop after your inhalation. So you're going to take in your inhalation, you're going to reach to the stop, and then you're going to hold the stop. So you're going to see if you can lengthen your stop. How long can you stay at the end of your inhalation holding your breath? And then when you must exhale, let it go. And so you repeat this. So once you eventually you have to exhale, and you'll feel very quickly you'll transition once again into your inhalation, paying attention to the expansion and the filling up of both of your lungs. And at the end of the inhalation, once again stopping the breath, holding the breath, and seeing if you can hold it longer. And as you continue to do this just a couple more times, what is your level of ease and comfort in holding the breath on the backside of the inhale? Is it comfortable? Is it doable for you? Is there a sense of ease? Okay, and let that go. And just allow your breath and your breathing to do what it's going to do to regulate. Again, you're paying attention to your breath and breathing, to these changes, as well as to pay attention to how you're resting on the floor. Please feel free, if you need to bend both of your knees, you can, and then straighten your legs again. We will be changing positions shortly, but if it feels too much flat on your back, you can certainly bend your knees. Okay, so this time, we're going to do the opposite. So drawing your attention again to your breath and your breathing, you're going to inhale, pause. You're now going to fully exhale, right? And at the end of your exhale, where there's a pause, a stop, you're going to hold that stop. So you're going to lengthen the period of time that you can stay in that stopping phase. And then when you can't stay there any longer, you go into taking a breath in. So again, it's as you fully empty your lungs at the end of the exhale that you hold. And what's fascinating and very interesting to observe for oneself is which of these phases, again, feel more at ease for you. Or perhaps which of the phases you create anxiety over. You're a little anxious. Like you don't want to stay there very long. You want to shift. So there might not be an experience of either phase you don't like or not. There's no pain, right? There's not really pain with this lesson, but it's a level of ease, a level of like, oh, it's okay to hold that stopping place here. Or you might go, it's really hard to do this longer. So again, on the exhale, you go to the stop and you continue to lengthen it as long as you can, becoming aware of either the ease or lack of ease? Slowly let it go. Allow your breath and breathing and the four parts to regulate. And now you're going to roll over onto your stomach. And you're going to lie on your stomach with your arms long on the floor above your head, palms down. You're going to have your toes touch and your heels flare out. Toes touch, heels flared out. And you're going to rest with your forehead on the floor. And in this position, we're going to go back to following your inhalation with a longer stop. So you take in a breath, hold the breath, elongate the stop. And noticing how being on your stomach changes your inhalation and the holding. So once you hold as long as you can, you release it and you go through it again. Feel how the back of your ribs, your backside, really expands on your inhalation. And your chest also expands, pressing into the floor. But since there's not room to get super large with the chest, there's more expansion in your back. So again, at the end of the inhalation, you hold the breath as long as you can. Okay, pause with that. And I'm going to have you change your feet so your heels touch and your toes flare out. And now you're going to bring your hands under your forehead. There you go. So your elbows are wide. Okay, so now we're going to do the opposite. You're going to follow the breath in, do your little stop, and then fully exhale. And at the end of your exhale, you're going to hold the breath. Again, noticing for yourself which of these phases is more comfortable for you. Excellent. Okay, let's let that go, and you're going to roll onto your back again and rest on your back. Once you're on your back, just observe the four parts to your breath and breathing. So not encouraging or making anything happen, just observing. And now you are going to go ahead and bend your knees, bring your feet to standing, and we're going to do something that we did probably about 8 weeks ago, maybe not that long, in a lesson. Do you remember when you grabbed your hair? Right? We were working with the cervical spine to lengthen your head. Okay? So you're going to bring your arms up and you're going to grab your hair, and it's somewhere above your ear to the top of your head, not under your head, and you don't lift your head. So move ponytails out of the way. Right? You want the back of your head on the ground. So you're grabbing again from the top of your head. That's where a lot of us have a part, and where the ears are, right? Grab your hair. So, Marlene, spread your finger. No, no, no. Use both hands. Spread your fingers. Dig those nails in. Grip your skull. That a girl. Now, you're thinking that you're going to pull straight up, which is towards the back of the room. Up is not towards the ceiling. You're thinking that your head is the top. So to pull up means to go up towards the mirrors, the back of the room. So you elongate your neck and your spine. You're going to feel a tug all the way down to your pelvis. And then when you release it, it's like a slinky. It just goes all back. So your face, your chin, everything stays level towards the ceiling. Again, there's no lifting of the head, there's not tilting, your chin doesn't go up, it doesn't go down. You think straight up. Now, attempt to still breathe. So many of you went into the stopping phase. Notice that? Uh-huh.
Not until you mentioned it,
did I? Right? Right? So when we focus and concentrate on something else, often we hang out in the stopping phase. So see if your breath and breathing can be normal. I think more the issue is your hands.
Okay.
Okay? Your, I don't know, sometimes I think it's your nails. See how I've got your head?
Oh,
okay, watch. Oh. Feel how I get your whole spine? So do nothing with your neck. Do nothing with your pelvis. Just feel how, that was a good one. Mm-hmm. So, and I don't mean to hurt you, but you grab really close to the scalp. You see how I've got your whole, I can tug your whole, that's, mm-hmm. But I think it's your nails. And I think because of your nails,
like
it
that.
Digs, yes.
Yeah.
So now that I gave you the sensation, see, there's a reason to cut the nails. That's why I don't have nails.
They could are you, tools that I use.
Can you imagine, though? See, if I had nails working on people, dig into people all the time. So that's why I cut them so short. Okay, how are we doing with this? Everybody got it? Okay, now, at the same time that you're going to pull on your head and lengthen your spine, you're going to take a breath in, and you're going to hold. Right? Because that's what you did before. You held your breath. So at the end of the inhale, hold with the lengthening and stay there as long as you can. And then when you're ready to exhale, you let go of the pulling on your head, right? It's like a slinky. It just goes back, right? You guys know what slinkies are. That's our generation. Remember, a slinky expands and then contracts. And it's interesting to pay attention if this feels hard for you, right? Again, is it not familiar? So now we're going to shift to the opposite. So that means you're going to go to the exhale. And as you exhale, you're going to lengthen your whole spine. You're going to pull on your scalp and head. And you're going to stay in the stop phase at the end of the exhale. Again, noticing, witnessing for yourself the ease or perhaps lack of ease. Do you do better inhaling and stopping the breath or exhaling and stopping the breath. It's not right or wrong. It's just what is habitual and familiar for you. And in this lesson, developing the less habitual so that you have greater ease to hold the breath at each place, whether you inhale or exhale. Excellent. Now, if you can keep your hands up a little longer. Actually, let's take a break. You're tired. Bring your arms down, rest, lengthen your legs, just rest. Just observe what resting is. Observe your inhalation, your pause, your exhalation, and pause. Okay, let's bend your knees again. Okay, so you're going to get a hold of your scalp again. So again, you kind of have to really, nails are not useful because you really have to clench your fingers secure around the head and scalp. So you really want to get as close down to the scalp, right? So you don't hurt yourself. Okay, so now your attempt is to pull a little bit more on the right side than the left. So as if this would, it's like a steering wheel, so that you would start to steer your head to the right. Right? So if you pull a little bit more on the right, your chin starts to go to the right, right? Because you lengthen the right side of the neck more. Right? That's it. And then you let it go. So you're just going to play with this. How do you lengthen a little bit more on the right side, not as much on the left side? The face starts to turn to the right. And then expand on that. So the right side gets longer, left side gets shorter. You feel it in your neck. All right, so it's like a tilt, right? You're tilting. Left ear comes closer to the left shoulder. But your chin goes to the right. So lengthen on the right. So there's no rolling, it's more tilting. So no, you bend to the left, but no rolling. There you go. Now, yeah. And then actually see, yeah, you're still rolling a little bit. Like if you weren't rolling, it'd be like that. You see that? There. Mm-hmm. So when you were rolling, you were doing that. It's more like that. There. Beautiful. Come back to the center and let's try the same thing to the left. So that means that the left side pulls a little bit more than the right. You tilt. So the right ear gets closer to the right shoulder. Thank you. That's it. Okay, and let's let that go and rest again. And as you're resting with your arms by your side, legs long, drawing your attention and awareness to the four parts of your breath and breathing. Okay, so now you're going to come up to sitting. You're going to sit with the soles of your feet together. And guess what? You're going to grab your hair again. Turn the this way. There. That'll make it better when we're all going the same way. Grab your hair again, your scalp. Okay, we're going to lengthen the right side. Okay, so that means the right side gets long. Means the left ear goes towards the left shoulder. And think of the whole right side under your armpit. Everything lengthens. Beautiful. And then let it go. And now you're going to put this with the inhale and then the stop and holding the breath. So you lengthen, you inhale, you stop, you hold your breath. You stay there as long as you can. And when you have to release, you come back to the beginning. And what's important is to hold the breath, stay in the stop as long as it's comfortable, right? So when you start to feel dis-ease, that's when you release, right? And this is so important because most of us stay beyond that. We allow more dis-ease to seep in than we should. So the moment you sense this is not comfortable anymore, you exhale, you come back. Excellent. Now let's stay a little longer with the right side. Why don't you lower your arms for a minute? We'll just rest and pause in sitting. And I'll explain the next movement. So you're going to continue to lengthen the right side, but we're going to do it on the exhale and with that stop. Right? So as you go into the exhale and into your stop. And again, witnessing and noticing when it starts to feel uncomfortable, that's when you make the shift. You take a breath in and come back. Okay, grab your scalp. And again, on the exhale, lengthen the right side, hold the breath, and you stay there as long as you can. The moment it becomes uncomfortable, you let it go and take a breath in. So it really becomes important to pay attention to dis-ease. When something becomes uncomfortable or something becomes strained or difficult, the second it does, you back off. This is the place where many of us are challenged because we allow the dis-ease to stay with us much longer. And then it becomes so habitual and comfortable, we don't even know we're in it. So try it a couple more times on the exhale, lengthening, holding, and then we'll take a rest on your back. Try one more time, and then when you're through one more cycle, you can lay on your back and rest. And rest. Okay, let's come up to sitting again. So it's probably evident what we're going to do. Soles of your feet together. Get a hold of the scalp, and you're going to lengthen the left side. You're going to do it on your inhale, and you're going to stop the breath at the end of the inhale and stay with the left side lengthened as long as you can. And the moment that it starts to feel uncomfortable, you let it go. So you're getting clearer and clearer about when you start to feel dis-ease. And whenever that is, wherever you feel the dis-ease, is you come back to the beginning and pause. Excellent. And when you finish this one, you're going to pause in sitting for a moment, let your arms rest. Okay, come back to your scalp one more time. You're going to lengthen on the left side, you're going to lengthen on the exhale, and you're going to hang out longer in the pause at the end of the exhale. But again, as soon as you start to feel uncomfortable, you let it go. There is no benefit of encouraging yourself to stay there longer. So you go into the exhalation stopping phase, lengthening the left side. You stay there until it's uncomfortable and let it go. And it doesn't matter what anybody else is doing, how long or short they stay, all that matters is you. Okay, you guys are tired. Rest on your back. And as you're resting on your back, notice once again your inhalation, your exhalation. Okay, please roll over onto your stomach again. Put your hands under your forehead. Have the toes together and your heels flared out like we did last time. First of all, sense your breath and breathing. So feel the expansion in your chest, in your back. Toes together, heels open. Just observe your rhythm. And then you're going to focus on your inhalation, taking in a large inhalation and holding and stopping the breath at the end of the inhalation. Again, staying there until it's no longer comfortable and releasing it. Thank you. Notice where you have more expansion in your chest, in your back, under the armpits. How your expansion has gotten larger. Try it just a couple more times. I know for some of you, it might feel hard to stay with this, right? So again, if you find yourself uncomfortable, like to stay with this, notice that. Look for the ease of paying attention to the stop at the end of your inhale. And then let it all go. You can turn your head to one side and just pause and rest on your tummy and just observe the four parts of your breath and breathing. Okay, so bring your forehead back, change your feet so your heels are touching, your toes are out. And now you're going to lengthen the stop at the end of your exhalation. So you take in a breath, feel the expansion of your lungs, and then feel the release. Feel the how you release all the air out of your lungs, out of your back. And then you come to the stop and you lengthen that stop. But the moment it starts to feel uncomfortable, you take in a breath again. So you don't force yourself to go longer than necessary. You stay within your limitations. You stay with where your sense of ease is. Try really turning your feet a little bit more out. Is it the toes or the ankles?
Gosh, it feels like muscles from my knees all the way down. Well, actually, I can feel it all the way up in the ear.
Okay. So let it go. Yeah, just let it go. Thank you. So again, following the exhalation to the stop and elongating that stop. But it's important, like Marlene brought up, if there's something so uncomfortable that it prevents you, right? There's no ease, right? So this lesson is partially about stopping the breath, but also a big piece of the lesson is tuning in and becoming so aware when you experience dis-ease and learning to let go at that point. And maybe do two more rounds for yourself. And when you complete two more rounds, you'll roll onto your back and rest with your arms down by your side, your legs long, just observing your breath and your breathing. So when you go onto your back, legs long, your arms long, resting, and just witnessing, sensing the four parts of your breath and breathing. And then one last time, bend your knees, bring your feet to standing, get a hold of your hair with both hands and your scalp. Go back to the lengthening up, right? So you don't lift, you just lengthen up, and just see if this is clear. Can you literally pull your whole spine straight up, right? Up is towards the back of the room. It is not towards the ceiling, so there should be no tilting of your chin. And you feel a tug all the way down to your pelvis. And then you let it go. Excellent. And then one last time, do the lengthening as you inhale and stop the breath, holding it till it's uncomfortable. Excellent, and then transition into lengthening the spine on the exhale and holding the stop until it's uncomfortable. Beautiful. Let it all go. Bring your arms down, legs long, and come back to just observing the four parts to your breath and breathing. Observe the inhalation, the pause, the exhalation, the pause. Observe if there's a quality of smoothness through the transition. Through all the transitions, a sense of ease. Things were probably more like staccato before, and now there's just a smooth, easy flow of how your breath goes from the inhalation into the pause, into the exhalation, and into the pause. And by having these smooth transitions with your breath and breathing, how it's brought a sense of ease in the way that you're lying and resting on the floor. Slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and left, feeling the ease and the fluidity of rolling your head to each side now, from the lengthening of your spine. And then in a moment, you're going to take your time. You're going to roll to a side and come to sitting, and then come to standing to observe how you feel in standing from this lesson.